Okay. 3, 2.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. So pleased to have my old friend Mike Bram and the Alternators back in the studio with us.
Hey, Roger. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
So the Alternators today are...
Today they are Chris Vitarello on guitar, Ron Nyhoff on drums, and Brendan O'Grady on the Doghouse bass.
Cool. Looking forward to hearing you guys play. This is going to be a blues gig.
Yeah, we're going to play some blues for you.
Blues and swing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wrote these songs?
Yeah, these are all original songs that we'll be doing today.
And you'll be singing and playing the harp.
Singing and playing the harmonica, yes.
Now, the harp, I'm really impressed with the way you play because you get lots of different tones out of a kind of limited instrument.
Well, it's very small, but there's a ton of different things that you can do with it, and it actually produces a pretty large sound for such a small instrument.
Now, when I used to play the blues, when I used to play these back in the 70s, they were like $3.50, $4 a pop. What are they now?
Between 15 and 25, and those are just the ones that come right out of the box. Like the professional guys, a lot of the guys that I listen to, they get the customized ones, which, like, they have a technician go in and tweak the insides and shave the reeds and do all kinds of rounding and whatever. Those cost up to $200, maybe more.
Do you play those or you play stuff?
I play them right out of the box.
So you've got a blues harp there?
Yeah, this is a Hohner blues harp, and it's just not, I mean, it doesn't make it bluesier because it's called the blues harp. It's just basically a regular harmonica setup. They just call it that, kind of like a marketing thing. But this particular one, if any of the reeds on the inside blow out or they don't work anymore, I can buy a replacement set. That's why, that's the line that they are. As opposed to these original marine bands, if anything happens to them, like if I blow out a note, I just gotta throw it away and buy a new one. So
I think when I started playing the blues harp, it just come out.
Yeah. It's very similar. This one you can just change the reeds.
So now talk to me. Tell me about some of the techniques. Tell me about the distortion or not the distortion.
Well, a lot of the distortion. I mean, the tone that you get from the harmonica comes from the back of the throat and the chest and your hands. So if you kind of like imagine like you're choking yourself. Or coughing. It's kind of awkward, but that's really... And you do some stuff with your tongue, and there's like...
Tongue blocking.
Yeah, so it gets kind of complex. But basically, to just kind of keep it simple, you have acoustic playing where you just use your hands to kind of... give little wah-wah effects, and it just sounds like the way it does. Right, so you can get those different sounds. But if I play something similar with this microphone here, this is an old, it's an old Turner bullet microphone from the 50s, and it's plugged into an old little tube amplifier over there. So if I play a similar kind of thing and I cup this microphone, it gives a nice, fat, distorted, heavy sound. And I guess you can... do some hand effects. I haven't gotten as far as to like master that, but a guy like James Cotton would do a lot of hand effects while working the mic. So you can kind of get that kind of slappy sound.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. So that's two different kinds of sounds that you can get. Acoustic or electric.
Now, I've seen you play a solo and then all of a sudden swap out the harp. And then the first part of the solo might be high, the second part low. What's that about?
What that is about, that's about I'm changing positions on the harmonica. So I guess I'll try and keep it simple here. Try and keep it simple by saying this. If you know anything about the harmonica, it's like the basically blues harmonica is called cross harp, and what that means is you're playing. If this is a D harmonica, you're playing a fifth up from that. So it's musician talk. Sorry. So you'd be playing an A blues. So with this D harmonica, I'm playing an A blues.